Although the 2018 elections are more than a year away, a couple people are thinking of challenging Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan of Janesville. One national poll has his approval rating as low as 14%. Yet, closer to home, the latest Marquette poll shows 45% of Wisconsinites think Ryan is doing a good job. WUWM's Marty Michelson reports on issues likely to surface in the race, including one in particular, accessibility.
House Speaker Paul Ryan drew crowds when he made a rare appearance in his district earlier this month. He spoke at a manufacturer in Racine and took questions afterward. Ryan acknowledged that unlike other members of Wisconsin's GOP delegation, he has not held a traditional town hall meeting since President Trump took office. Ryan says instead he's been holding telephone listening sessions.
And I find that the best way is I do them after dinner on phone at night so people can get me when it's convenient for them. And those have been very, very successful for me. I'm going to keep doing those.
Ryan says phone sessions allow constituents to avoid harassment from protesters. But outside the plant, demonstrators such as Judith Lindquist demanded that Ryan hold an open town hall.
But basically, if he's elected by the people, he needs to be listening and meeting with people to find out what their views are, how this current health plan is going to affect individuals and families.
One person thinking of mounting a bid against Ryan is Charlie Bright. He belongs to the liberal-leaning group Forward Kenosha. It helped organize a recent empty chair town hall meeting in the 1st District that featured a Democrat subbing for Ryan. Bright says telephone town halls don't cut it.
And when the message is controlled to that level, And things like stopping at a business where not everybody can go, or stopping at a school where, you know, again, not everybody can go, or doing a town or a telephone town call where, you know, I've talked to many people who don't even know how to get on the list and ask questions.
Bright is a political newcomer and resides in Pleasant Prairie near Kenosha. He's been canvassing the district, asking voters about issues that matter to them. Bright says one is Ryan's accountability.
People are starting to feel, hey, does he really represent us or does he represent somebody else? You know, he can show up and be at a fundraiser in another state, but he can't show up and talk to us.
Yet Bright acknowledges it would not be easy to topple the House Speaker. Campaign finance reports show Ryan has $9 million in the bank, and at least one outside group is already pouring money into the race. The American Action Network has been running TV ads in Wisconsin, applauding Ryan for shepherding through the House the replacement for the Affordable Care Act.
The Republican health plan provides families with more choices, better coverage, and lower premiums. Thank Paul Ryan and House Republicans.
Well, I think that health care is going to be somewhat of an issue.
That's Karen Hoffman, political scientist at the Les Aspin Center for Government based in Washington, D.C. She says in addition to health care, Ryan's connection to President Trump could factor into the race.
Things like how much Ryan is publicly supporting the president. Those are, I think, key matters that can affect his reelection.
As for the incumbent's current aversion to holding town hall meetings, Hoffman says there's plenty of time before November of 2018.
You know, I'm sure you've seen and probably been part of some of the coverage of all of the hullabaloo at these town hall meetings, and maybe he thinks that's worse than being criticized for not having open ones.
Hoffman believes for the most part Ryan's seat is safe and 1st District voters will send him back to Washington, but she is less certain about him retaining his leadership post. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.